This is Mandy.
And this is Leanne.
And you're listening to Two Blonde Sleuths. All right, today, the story that we have, Leanne and I are going to tell together. We're going to take turns. It's just one story. It's the Murdaugh Family Mysteries. Some say Murdaugh, same say Murdaugh.
Murdaugh says it wrong because it's Murdaugh.
It's Murdaugh. Okay. All right. The saying, truth is stranger than fiction, describes this story best. I'm going to jump ahead in the long timeline of events that take place to June 7th, 2021. This is when the story made national headlines. When I first heard about this story was when this part of the story happened. Alex Murdaugh discovers the bodies of his son, Paul, 22, and his wife, Maggie, 52, at their 1,700-acre hunting lodge in Colleton County. A 911 call is placed at 10:07 p.m., and we're going to play the call. Here it is. They name no suspects. Authorities still announce there is no threat to the public, which seems a little odd.
Yeah, and that's when this first made national news, and yes. We thought that it was...
Well, I didn't really know much about it until you told me about it, and then at first it just sounded really, you know, like tragic and sad, but then everything else that started coming up after that, because whenever, I guess when they got shot, it brought up...
The boat accident.
Yeah. That the son, Paul, in 2019 was actually involved in a boat accident where he was the driver. And one of the passengers, Mallory Beach, was killed in the accident. At the time of the murders, Paul was actually awaiting trial for her murder since he was drunk at the time of the accident. And the murders of Maggie and Paul brought all of the skeletons in the Murdaugh family mystery out of the closet. Like, Paul was just the tip of it.
Yeah, it just started pouring out after that. The Murdaugh family has been at the forefront of all... That is South Carolina Lowcountry, beginning in 1920. It goes back three generations, holding solicitor's office as well as a law firm that, you know, Alex was a member of. And July 8th in 2015, Stephen Smith was found dead on Sandy Run Road in Hampton County.
Yet somebody else tied.
Yes, and I think at the time he was young. He was maybe 19, I think at the time. And it was thought to be a homicide. That's what everybody thought that was, on the scene and everything like that. But for some reason, the medical examiner ruled it as a hit and run. Just said, you know, it was a hit and run. He had a blunt force trauma to the head, cuts and scrapes on his arm, and his shoulder was dislocated. His shoes were on his feet, but were loosely tied, which is very strange. And Leanne, you thought that was very strange.
Yeah, because, I mean, usually if you get hit by a car, if your shoes are loosely tied, your shoes are probably going to come off your feet. But they also said that there was no road burn or any of that kind of stuff on him. So usually you get thrown and you roll or, you know, your clothes are torn or your clothes are from the asphalt or the pavement. You know, you have some sort of abrasions on you. And he didn't have any of them.
Yeah.
Just basically this... few scratches on his arm, dislocated shoulder, and the head trauma.
And why we're mentioning this is because in the investigation in Stephen's death, the Murdaugh boys were brought up several times to different people they interviewed.
Yeah, well, I think, so whenever the shootings happened and they started re-interviewing people, that's when people started bringing up, well, you know, they were
involved in
Stephen Smith thing that's been closed for a couple of years now. And so that's when they reopened it, or not reopened it, but started their own investigation into it, I think.
Yeah, because it was actually, the case actually went cold. Nobody could be proven, you know, that they were involved. And so after Maggie and Paul's death, SLED opened their own investigation into Stephen's death. Things just started pouring out, like once they started investigating Paul and Maggie. Everybody was thinking maybe it had something to do, their deaths had something to do with the boat crash. You know, somebody taking
like revenge.
Yeah. And then you find out about the Stephen's death that, you know, everybody kept saying it was the Murdaugh boys, it was the Murdaugh boys. So obviously there is some kind of tie that the police know that we don't know, you know, that they were tied to this death somehow. I don't know which member of the family. I don't know if it was Buster, if it was Paul. Buster is the other son, the older son. But they said that the Murdaugh boys kept getting brought up. So, and Stephen was, he was gay. And they talk about, you know, they didn't know if it was a hate crime. His mother kind of feels like maybe it was a hate crime. And their name got brought up that it was involved.
Because he was, he was openly gay in a very small southern town, which yeah. sounds bad, but...
And it could have been. It could have been, you know, a hate crime, and somebody dumped him on the side of the road, mm-hmm. and then they wanted to stage it and look like a hit and run, which I think is what they're thinking has happened
yeah.
to Stephen. And that's why they reopened the investigation. Well, another mysterious death linked to the Murdaugh family is the death of their housekeeper and nanny of 20 years on February 2nd, 2018. Gloria Statterfield, 57, falls at the Murdaugh home on Moselle Road in Culleton County. Did I say that right? She was in a coma for a little while, and then, I guess, for a couple weeks, maybe 3 weeks, and she dies from her injuries on February 26, 2018. Alex Murdaugh tells her sons that he's responsible and gives them a lawyer's number to call.
Which was his best friend and...
His roommate in law
Yeah, his
law school,
roommate. And, college roommate. Either Paul or Buster's godfather.
Yeah. And he says, you know, call this guy. I'm responsible. And you know, we're going to get some money for you boys, which they never receive any money.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Because the lawsuit went through. They sued him. And yeah. his insurance company paid it out. So actually, he didn't pay it out of his pocket. His insurance company
yeah,
paid
so
it out.
Yeah. So come to find out, you know, once... I don't even think they investigated this until after Paul and
Maggie's
murder.
Well, nobody knew. I don't think Gloria's children didn't like report it or anything. They didn't really know that Enos was happening.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
they just
sad.
Knew what he said, but they didn't know any of the specifics about it.
And that was so
until
sad.
Later.
So Alex Murdaugh, he, come to find out, he sued him or he got his friend to sue him and he got, I think it was $4 million and mm-hmm. he kept every bit of it. So I guess him and the other lawyer kept all the money.
Yeah. And these poor kids never saw a dime.
That her family, her husband, kids never saw a dime. This was mentioned before. That there was a boat accident on February 24th, 2019, where Paul Murdaugh, that's at the time, I believe he was 19 at the time, mm-hmm. he was driving the family boat with five teenagers on board. It was three couples, him and his girlfriend and two other couples. They had been in a clam bake cookout at the river. And so I think they had been at his river house and then they drove to this clam bake.
It was like a whole 8 hour span of time.
Yeah.
So they went like a clam bake, stopped a couple of other places, I think, some other houses possibly.
Yeah. And then on the way back, they stopped by a bar
mm-hmm.
Downtown Buford, I think it was.
Yeah.
And they went.
Lester's.
Yeah. Lester's. And Connor and Paul went and had a couple shots. Paul had used his brother's ID. And so on the way back, they said there was a lot of fighting.
And he used that to buy beer on the way too. Remember they showed him in the gas station behind the beer and then like celebrating with his beer getting in the car
because they were going
on
a clam bake and they just said he was just you know fighting with everybody fighting with his girlfriend. I think they even said he hit her and spit on her
she said that
in an interview
interview
Paul did and they you know I think Connor and him were arguing because Connor was wanting to drive on mm-hmm. the way back and so on the way back obviously it's like 2 o'clock in the morning everybody you know had been drinking and it was of course, dark, and Paul hit a pile on the bridge
mm-hmm.
and ran into it. And I guess they said when he got in the hospital, his blood alcohol content was 3 times over the legal limit. And so he hits the bridge. Everybody stayed in the boat except for 2 people. One, of course, was Mallory Beach,
mm-hmm.
and one was a male. You know, he was accounted for, and Mallory was not accounted for. And then after weeks of searching for her body, a boater found her on March 3rd, 2019.
Mm.
Which is so sad, and I think that her boyfriend was so upset that night. You could hear it on the 911 call.
Yeah, he was, like, angry with Paul like, yelling at him on a 911 call. Like, they had to, like, hold him back.
They said Paul was, like, laughing, is what he said.
Yeah.
You could hear him say.
But he was super drunk, which doesn't make that okay, but he was apparently being, like, belligerent and fighting with people at the hospital, too.
Yeah. And
he just didn't even stop.
Mallory Beach's aunt said that she heard that Alex Murdaugh, he came to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, and interviewed everybody, like, tried to get everybody, like, separated out to get on the same page.
Yeah.
Like, and tried to get that, not
Connor,
Anthony Cook, but the Chase Cook. Was it Chase Cook? Is that his name?
Thought it was Connor.
Connor
to
Cook.
Take
yeah,
the
sorry.
Blame. Yeah, to take
yeah,
the blame and say he was
hired
driving.
The same guy, the same attorney that sued them.
Yeah.
Or that he had sue him, try to get him to hire him. But, and then made a statement. One of the security guards heard him make the statement. she's gone, don't worry about it.
She's gone, don't worry about it. And her family heard that he made that statement.
Well, it was in one of the articles that I read, too.
That's awful. So he just thought, oh, she's gone now, so...
Don't worry about her.
She has a family. I don't know. I mean, obviously...
She's also a child.
Yeah. And they said he wasn't arrested, right? And so that's finally when the family, I think...
Yeah, so that's when Mallory Beach's family thought it was taking so long to get anybody to be arrested or something to happen, so they filed a wrongful death suit against the bar there, which may have been, I don't know which one it was, the convenience store and two homeowners that said they served Mallory and her friends alcohol the night of the crash. But then the lawsuit was later amended to only name Alex Murdaugh, Buster Murdaugh, and Parker's convenience store. So I'm assuming the convenience store maybe who sold them the beer on the way.
Yeah.
And then Buster, because he let him use his ID.
Yeah, and maybe that was after Paul died. Maybe that was later. I don't know. Maybe they changed it because it said it was
later amended. I don't know when it was amended. Finally, on April the 18th of 2019, Paul was indicted on charges of voting under the influence, causing death, and two counts of voting under the influence, causing bodily injury.
Because I guess other people were injured. Somebody had a broken jaw, I think.
Yes. I think two were injured pretty badly. So on May 6th of that year, he pleaded not guilty to all charges. And then the next month in June, the wrongful death suit mediation failed, so then they knew they were going to be going to trial at that. That was on June 4th, and 3 days later, Paul and his mother were murdered, which probably is what set off people thinking one of two things. Either Alex killed them for whatever reason, which we'll talk about later, I guess, or it was a revenge kill. Because it was coming up so soon. But you'd think they would not do revenge killing if he was going to go on trial. But everybody
That's true.
Everybody in that county thought that the Murdaughs were untouchable. He even said in the 911 video that Anthony Cook did. Remember, he said, see that he's Alex Murdaugh's kid. Good luck with that. Like, he's untouchable.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I thought when I first heard it.
He wouldn't be brought to justice.
And then, you know, you didn't know. And then on September, at that time, nobody knew, which still, nobody's been charged
for. Well, it just keeps going and going and going and going. Like, there's just never ending.
So on September 2nd, 2021, things started to get shady on Alex's part. The PMPED law firm began its investigation, which is his law firm, I believe, that he was a partner. Yeah. Into Alex Murdaugh.
Well, when his family started. Three generations.
After finding a suspicious check on his desk, they say their investigation reveals Alex has been taking money from the firm and clients for personal use.
Millions and millions of dollars.
Like he did their housekeeper. September 3rd, the next day, he's confronted about taking the money from the firm and asked to resign. So he does that afternoon. Then on September 4th, 2021, Alex is shot in the head while changing a tire on the side of the road. He is hospitalized, but with minor injuries. September 6th.
Superficial injuries.
Yeah.
This is when I got tipped off.
That is when you got tipped off. I thought, okay, somebody that tried to kill him because of the boat wreck killed his son and wife. Now they're trying to kill him. That's what I thought when I first heard it.
And I thought, this fool's trying to get out of something.
Yes, and you did. I thought, and then when I found out it was minor injuries,
That's what set me off was the whole superficial. I'm like, well, somebody was really trying to gun you down. They could have gunned you down on the side of the road when you're like a sitting duck.
Oh, for sure. If you're changing a tire and nobody's...
He wasn't even changing the tire.
Yeah.
Because he could have driven to the Mercedes dealership
and
on the tire.
Everybody figures that out later.
Yeah.
Everybody figures that out later. But they're just thinking, when I first heard it, I thought, oh my gosh, his son and his
really
wife
cool
has
planning.
Been murdered. Yeah. Now somebody's trying to murder him. Oh, these are like, it's like the show Revenge or something. Like,
I'm
somebody's
jaded.
Really
I think
out. Yeah. Well, you were right to think that, because obviously everything started unfolding after that. We had not heard yet. It was not in the news yet that his law firm, you know, had got him to resign and all that.
That's right. At that point, we didn't know. We just thought it was another boating accident, some random stuff that happened before that, and then his wife and son get killed.
Yeah.
And then this happens. Like, we didn't know all that backstory, all this, you know, law firm stealing money.
Yeah, and then Alex's life just, you know, started to become unraveled. And then in September 6th, he releases a statement that said he's resigning from his law firm and entering rehab. September 14th, 2021, Curtis Edward Smith, 61, is arrested in connection to the assisted suicide shooting of Alex Murdaugh. Because now he says he was trying to commit suicide to get the insurance money for Buster, his only living survivor.
The reason he didn't commit suicide is because he wasn't sure that his insurance would pay out for suicide. And he's an attorney. We saw that in an interview.
Well, he didn't want to commit suicide.
Well, he's because, a chicken, first of all.
Well, yeah, because...
But his reason he said he wanted to kill him was because he didn't know if his life insurance would cover suicide.
Yeah.
Well, just
yeah.
read it. He's an attorney,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you could just read it.
Yeah,
and
you're
then
an
you
attorney.
Get...
Don't you know all these legal...
Yes.
Don't you know how to read a document and see what it says? So he's just full of crap.
Yeah, and this Curtis Smith says, I didn't kill him at all. He said Alex called him. He went to the, because Alex is saying this guy's, it's all been a ruse. This guy, Curtis, mm-hmm. I hired him to come kill me, but because I wasn't sure that if I committed suicide, that insurance would pay.
And Curtis
like you
got
said.
That all messed
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Well, Curtis said he went there to help him get out of
change
killing.
His tire. He said he went there, he called and said he had a flat tire. He shows up and the dude's got a gun and says, you need to kill me.
Yeah. And Curtis said no. And he said the gun went off, but he said he was not shot.
Right.
He said he was not shot. So he said he left. He said he threw the gun
Curtis
away.
Got the hell out of there.
So obviously Alex did a, barely shot himself, I guess, after he left.
Well, I think the gun went off and it grazed the side of his head.
Oh, maybe that's what happened.
Or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
But I don't know that Curtis is totally with it. Didn't they say they found meth in Curtis's house? And
some drugs,
arrest him
yeah,
or something?
Like that.
So, you don't really know. And they're distant cousins.
Yeah, they were distant cousins.
If I was Curtis, I'd be like, y'all are living the high life over here.
They were like, well, why didn't you call the police, Curtis? And Curtis said that he was the police. He was an attorney. He was an attorney. And he wasn't the police. But anyway.
But who's going to believe Curtis?
That's what
the
he said,
meth head over Alex Murdaugh.
Yeah. And, I mean, if Curtis is innocent, that is poor
Curtis.
Poor Curtis, for Alex bringing him into all this.
Who knows if Curtis even, he could be completely innocent in the whole thing.
Yeah. And Alex,
what would make Alex think that Curtis would be like, oh, okay, I'll shoot you?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
maybe for money, but
the whole story's a little sketch.
He issued a statement. He had his an attorney representing him. I don't know who to represent him. Issued a statement that said that that Murdaugh Alex had been battling an opioids addiction for 20 years, and Smith was one of his drug dealers. Talk about throwing your friend or your cousin under the bus, right?
Yeah.
For all these things, for killing me, for being my drug dealer. So now I've got to go to rehab because, I've got an opioids addiction.
Yeah, you're trying
so
to get out of going to jail, mm-hmm. not going to rehab. And then when he's in rehab, they start looking into more of his activity at the law firm with stealing this money. They're like, oh, no, sir. No, sir. They recalled him back. And then because there were more indictments that came down for more stealing from the clients and the stuff.
Yeah.
So then they...
The
no
lawsuits
bond.
Just keep coming, I think.
Yeah. And no bond.
And that's, and they're actually recently, it was just in the news where they tried to lower his bond that so he could get out. I was like, that's ridiculous.
No.
So now, obviously.
And then some poor policeman came forward like, look, I gave him all $100,000 I had to my name. He even took that
because everybody thought that they could trust him. They thought he was this respected, long history of. Respected family members that in the community.
And then you couldn't go back. Who was this policeman going to go tell, really?
Mm-hmm.
That Alex Murdaugh stole $100,000 of mine. They'd be like, why would he need to steal your money? Well, because he's on opioids and he has blown through his family's money. But
all
nobody would believe
money.
That
yeah.
at the time.
And
this poor fella's hanging out to dry.
I'm sure there's many other, clients that are the same thing. And so, there's a lawsuit now, filed from the housekeeper's family. They've got a lawsuit against him. All these people, the Beaches family, I think some of the other people in the boating wreck have a lawsuit. So, obviously he's going down, finally.
I feel like they're probably going to figure out at some point that he had something to do with his wife and his son's murder. I just do.
Well, okay, if you're capable of all these other things, if you're capable of just mm-hmm. stealing millions of dollars from people like some kids that just lost their mom and, all these things, what are you not capable of?
He would go who knows how far to protect his family name. This is three generations of all these people that were successful. And they had money to pass down, and they were responsible, and they did all these great things. And Alex Murdaugh was going to be the one that completely brought down their legal dynasty.
Yeah.
Like, it was all
going to
fall.
And ruined it. And I think, they say, who knows if he was involved, which, it just, to me, it looks like he probably was, and his wife and son's murder.
But they said that they didn't have life insurance policy, so I'm not sure what... So, I think the only thing I can think of, one of the reasons he would have to do that would be because, well, first of all, Paul was about to put him under.
Oh, yeah. With the jail, with
all of the money.
With the Mallory Beach lawsuit, yes.
Yeah, and just ruin the family's name, number mm-hmm. one. Number two, I think his wife, well, there was allegedly she had met with
a divorce attorney.
Divorce attorney.
So, yeah,
and
she's going to find out he has nothing.
Yeah, like that was
it's all
be,
a ruse.
That
it's
was
going
to be his undoing. Whenever they started looking into his financial stuff, whenever she's like, "I need half of what you have," and half of what he has is nothing because half of nothing is nothing. Then he was gonna
it was going to all come unraveled.
So I think that was going to that was his motive.
But the crazy thing is, it all became unraveled anyway.
Yeah,
I mean it all became unraveled then some. Who knows if they would have even opened the investigation of the housekeeper or Stephen?
Yeah, no,
they
probably never.
It would have just he would have just been found out that he didn't have any money, and I'm sure he would have gone to prison, and that would be that. At least Paul would still be alive.
Or at least
Maggie
he could have tried to talk his wife out of not. Hey, how about not divorcing me, and let's you know get our kid out of your kid out of prison. Yes. I mean, how about that route?
Instead
of blowing your family away.
He did it, I mean, he either did it himself, or he hired somebody, or it was a, you know, somebody.
What? I mean, there. I mean,
I doubt somebody just came in and you know killed them.
You know, I am a profiler. So, just so you know.
Well, there was two different guns used, which is really strange.
No, so maybe two different people. I mean, that's in that like the basis for anything like motive, opportunity, or whatever. What other motive would anybody else have to shoot those two people?
Yeah, and you've got a good point. Why would it be people in the boat wreck? Because if they shot them, then there's nobody to sue.
Yeah, they had so just announced that he was going to trial.
Yeah.
So let's do justice. And Mallory Beach's parents or family, and I don't know them, but they didn't seem like the vengeful, I'm going to kill your mama.
They're not in the mafia or something. I mean,
they killed his mother. What did she do?
Yeah.
Except give birth to him.
Yeah, she probably didn't do anything. It's so sad. I mean, you know, because she was just, she was probably ready to turn on Alex.
Yeah, and none of it adds up. The only piece of the puzzle doesn't fit is the Stephen Smith. Now, do I think that those Murdaugh boys may have been rowdy enough to have done something not nice? Maybe. I don't know them.
It could have been a
hate
crime.
But I don't think that that fits into the puzzle as far as Alex and his crimes. I think that Alex...
No, I don't think it was Alex, but I think that Alex could have helped... Okay, well, if Alex thought his boys were involved, he definitely could have helped, you know, the good old boy system.
Yeah,
he helped cover it up.
Well, if it ever came out, you know, that they needed protection from something. But, I mean, nobody ever even thought that. But I do think that Gloria was part of Alex's grand plan. He needed that money.
He needed the
money.
He
was drowning.
Yeah.
And then I also, and I think that his wife and his kid, and I know this is horrible to say.
How could you be that evil? I can't even.
It's almost.
If this is the case and he did do all this.
It's almost delusional. Well, I mean, we know he set up his own assisted suicide or whatever.
And we know he stole from those kids, the $4 million.
Yeah, we stole from him. I mean, I don't know anything about this Curtis fella. I think he's just collateral damage, whether he was getting paid off or whether he just stumbled up on his, what he considered to be his best friend in his interview.
That's so sad. And they did ask him if he killed Maggie and Paul, and he said no. But
well, I mean, what's he going to say?
No, of course he's going to say that.
But it was two different guns, so it would have had to be Curtis and somebody else. But
could have been Curtis and Alex. I mean, I don't know. And
I don't know either.
They haven't said anything about where those guns were, so obviously they never found
those
murder weapons.
Those,
So,
but if they thought there was a crazy murder on the loose, they would have never said there's no threat to the public.
So I think they probably think
it was
Alex
somebody close to the family. It was personal.
Or it's Alex. He's involved, and they just have to figure out how to prove it.
Yeah.
But regardless, Alex is going down. He's definitely in jail for a long time.
It just keeps coming. I'm sure there's going to be more.
There's going to be more, you know, coming.
More that comes out.
Maybe
Buster.
Yeah.
I mean, Buster could be a total innocent in all of this. His mom's dead. His brother's dead. His dad is in prison.
Yeah.
And he's living this
going
small
to jail
town.
For
and
a very long time. Regardless.
I'd move to Canada.
For sure.
Get the hell out of here.
Yes.
I gotta go.
For Buster.
Let me get...
I guess. I don't know
broke?
Buster,
I mean,
but...
is Buster broke? Of course. Well, it can't be that broke. What did I read in the article that Alex Murdaugh said he had less than $10,000 in his bank account? He couldn't even pay a phone bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to slow down on your text messages,
maybe
Alex. What the crap?
You need to get a new provider.
Yeah, you need a new plan.
But anyway, so that's crazy. And that is, you know, we were kind of waiting to do this one. This was one of the first ones
but
I wanted to do.
We had the most fun talking about it and all the what in the world. Like,
I know. I mean,
what?
It is so, you could not make that this up. I mean, all this, if you
neither could Alex. He tried. He did not fan out. Anyway.
If you wrote a murder mystery series, this, I don't even think that you could make up all these things.
But things could have been just so much easier. I know it's easy for me to say from the outside looking in, but it could have been so much easier. Like, hey, Matt,
in all these cases, couldn't it have been so much easier if they would have just divorced instead of killed their spouses?
Or don't divorce, honey. I love you. Just keep it together.
For you're talking about for them, but I just mean...
For the kids, well, yeah.
I mean, why do any of these true crimes, why do any of these things happen when they could have just divorced?
Get a divorce. It's just money. Make some more.
Yes, they could have just got divorced. Or...
Nine times out of ten, they're in the same boat that his wife was in. They're going to find out real quick, like, that he ain't got shit.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything to take.
Half of nothing is nothing. So really, you're fighting over... nothing.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, all right. Well, thank you so much for listening. And hopefully, like I said, you know.
We'll... Oh, and don't forget to send your emails in.
Yes, please send your emails if you have any like weird or strange things that have ever happened to you, like paranormal things, UFOs.
Yeah, we want to do some cool stuff.
Any true crime, like in your
if you've
town.
Been abducted by an alien.
In your family. Yes, I would definitely love that. That would actually be my favorite thing that you could please send in and make my day and happy. And then we could read the emails on do a little mini-sode.
Yeah,
and
like something fun to talk about. So we don't like
other than true crime.
So, like,
some are true crime, but
yeah, I do love true crime. But sometimes writing like these kind of stories. Not this is a fun story by no means, but it's an interesting one with twists and turns. Some of them can get really
dark,
and deep. So it's nice to do like depressing. Something. Fun,
and you
like
just
an alien
wonder
abduction.
How humanity is like this. But anyway, all right. Thank you so much.
We'll be back next week
with a new episode.
Bye.